This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from the campus of Northern Arizona University. Bacteria make up most of life on Earth. It's life we can't see. Some bacteria thrive in such extreme environments as the boiling water of the hot springs in Yellowstone National Park, or in the driest place on Earth, the Atacama Desert of northern Chile. But according to Greg Caparaiso in the Center of Microbial Genetics and Genomics at NAU, the most extreme environment for life is inside the human body.
We've evolved an immune system that is very selective in allowing certain bacteria to live and certain bacteria not to live. From a bacterial perspective, dealing with the vertebrate immune system is a lot harder than dealing, say, with extremes of temperature or extreme aridity.
In studying the human microbiome, Caparaiso and others have found that when they compare any two of us, we're essentially 99% alike. But when comparing the bacterial composition of our intestines, we might be as much as 55% different. And those microorganisms may determine whether we have the guts to fight disease.
One of the sort of classic examples in the field now is the association between the gut microbiota, so the microbes that live in the gut, and obesity. And so individuals who are obese tend to have more similar communities to one another living in their gut than they do to individuals who are lean.
Caparaiso's research suggests that whether we have a disease or how well we respond to treatment for a disease may be more related to what's living in us than our own genetic makeup.
It really holds the promise that we might be able to treat human disease by altering the microbial communities in or on our bodies. So we really do live on a microbial planet.
Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.